Hello, gorgeous. Are you ready to let me make you feel good? Nice. That's good to hear. Because today's erotic hypnosis session is all about butts. Big, luscious booties. So, take a load off. Crank a load out. And just lie back and listen. Big, juicy booties are your absolute obsession. Do you know how obsessions get worse? They get worse. Just a little bit at a time. They get worse when your guard is down, when you're a little bit sleepy and losing alertness, when your mind is relaxed. Your body is calm, and your thoughts are slowing down. That's when it becomes so easy. Some might even say too easy for your already crippling fetish. Get a hell of a lot worse. You see, the thoughts that tend to stick with us, the ones that ride us for hours and days and years on end, are the ones that have a strong emotional charge. That emotional charge gets in you and embeds the thought so deep into your subconscious mind that it's practically impossible to get it out. That's the danger of emotion. And what could possibly make you more emotional than the sight of a gorgeous, shapely, fat butt? It's enough to make a grown man cry. They don't always come up in real life, but when they do, it's an occasion. It sticks with you and helps your booty obsession go even more haywire. In between, of course, there's porn. You can't even count the number of times you've jerked it to the sight of big, fat ass cheeks being slapped, groped, and pounded into oblivion. You can't even calculate the number of wads you've blown to the sight of a hot chick's big, oily ass bouncing and jiggling as she rides cock. You've done it so much that sometimes you get a little numb. Sometimes you think that it doesn't feel the same. That ends right now. Enjoy renewed sensitivity, refreshed sensation, and a brand new obsession with ass, the likes of which you've never known before. Now, your cock gets even harder when you see one. And now, the loads you blow are even bigger. It's like being young again. Feeling your fetish rise up in you for the first time. You're on sensory overload. Everything feels fresh and new. It's like I've just taken your sexuality and rubbed the rust off of it. I've spit on it, and now I'm rubbing it real good, polishing it up so it's nice and shiny again. And as a result, your obsession with butt is growing, even as I speak, to levels unknown. Feel your mind and body opening up with every breath. You're starting to feel so excited, so good, that you never want this to end. You feel so revved up, yet so calmed down at the same time. Hypnosis gives you a high that you can't get anywhere else. Your mind just floats away on a cloud, while your body practically disappears the whole time. I'm triggering your brain, implanting programming, filthy, nasty stuff, designed to make your ass obsession even worse. You don't mind at all. You're already not in the driver's seat. You haven't been for a very long time. You let go of the wheel the day you discovered your love for ass. You know you can't overcome it. You can't outsmart it. You can't wipe it away with willpower. That much you know. That is why you're here. You're here because the only thing you can do is give in. If you can't beat your booty obsession, then join it. We're gonna save the beating it part for later. But for now, I just want you to breathe in. Let go. And try to comprehend how utterly fucked you are. As long as there are women with big, fat asses, you will remain a shell of yourself. It's a wonder you ever get anything done. At least you used to. Enjoy those last vestiges of productivity while you can. Because soon you are going to be nothing more than a drooling, zoned out, hard-dicked, ass-loving zombie. Strictly under my control and the control of every big-bootied bitch you see. Her ass cheeks hold the power. The power to mesmerize you, to subdue you, to extract from you absolutely anything she wants. Money, attention, free drinks, the last empty parking space, your nut, the world is hers because you are wrapped around her finger, or rather, her big, fat ass. Who exactly did you think I was talking about when I said ass master? I wasn't talking about you, silly. I was talking about her. She has the ass, so she's the master. And trust me, she knows her power. She knows exactly what she's doing to you. She's got no problem bending over in front of you, spreading her legs, presenting her pussy, and letting you pound her deep. She knows how it drives you crazy, watching her ass cheeks pound against your pelvis as they absorb the shock of every brutal thrust. She knows the satisfaction that it gives you when you hear the strike of your palm against her cheeks. You need to hit her. You need to hurt her to let her know how good you feel. Otherwise, you'll scream. And that's not very manly. But it's the only way you can communicate your joy, your pleasure, at being presented with such an exceptional ass that you want to die with your face pressed in between her cheeks. You're a nasty boy. You'd eat that ass all night and day if she let you. And she knows it. She's controlling you. And she doesn't have to say a word. All she has to do is wear a nice tight pair of jeans, yoga pants, a lacy thong. And she knows when you can't bear the teasing anymore, all she has to do is lay you out, mount you, and fuck you back into submission. Laying there with your cock engulfed inside her, you are absolutely tranced out, watching her ass bounce up and down, up and down. She's facing away from you, and you wish that you could watch her tits bounce at the same time. But if you could only choose one, it would have to be ass. You'll always, always choose ass. No matter what. Even if it's detrimental, irresponsible, not in your best interest, you could get into a lot of trouble that way. A woman with a fat ass will eat you up, use you up, and throw you away when she's gotten what she wants. But you don't even care. It's totally worth it. For those few moments of fleeting joy. A hard slap against her cheeks. Your tongue, fingers, or cock buried deep in her booty hole. The tremendous waves of flesh and that gorgeous slapping sound as pounds and pounds of ass bounce off your stomach while you're fucking her. Not to mention when it's all over and you get to unleash that tension that's been building since the moment you saw her in her thong, her jeans, her yoga pants, or her pencil skirt. It all culminates in that one moment of soul-shaking, cock-jerking, ball-bouncing, unspeakable joy when you get to unload all over those fat cheeks. Nothing beats the primal satisfaction of seeing a big, soft, juicy ass streaked with your fresh load. Now I want you to do me a favor. Can you come for me? Can you grab your cock and finish yourself off to those beautiful thoughts that I just programmed into your head? I know you can. Start fisting that cock for me right now, if you hadn't started already. As you do so, these nasty thoughts are being driven even deeper, right down deep into your soul. Strong emotions. Remember? They are the secret sauce that makes a thought stick. And there's no stronger emotion than that of orgasmic joy and release. Stroke your cock. Show me how much you love that ass. Show me how much you want that ass. How you are obsessed with it. And you will do anything to get it and to fuck it as often as possible. You're an animal. You're a complete animal for ass. And if she is the ass master, that makes you the ass slave, doesn't it, my pet? And you do not mind that. You don't mind at all. How could you possibly object to being a slave for something so beautiful, so perfect, so fucking sexy that it makes your balls ache just to think about it? They get so full and tight whenever you think of pounding a perfect ass, slapping it, biting it, groping it, thrusting and pounding up against it with your whole stomach when the getting is really good. You can't beat that jiggle. You can't beat that bounce. All you can do is beat that dick. Beat it for me, baby. Speed it up. I want you to envision that ass. And I want you to absolutely drench it with your seed. Right now. Go for it. Go for it. Cement your fate as an ass slave. There's no going back now, baby. It's only going to get worse from here. So just do it. Just come. Just come for me. Come hard. Come now. And come messily. All over that ass that you can't stop thinking about. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Squeeze that load out. Jerk that cock for me. Feel those balls tighten and jump and squeeze. Just release that load all over that ass. It's a heavy load, isn't it, babe? Ah, doesn't it feel so good to be rid of it? You're so much lighter and more relaxed now. The afterglow is amazing. So refreshing and relaxing. I hope you like it, because you're about to start experiencing it even more. You won't be able to get through the day, barely through each passing hour, without all those thoughts I put in playing on a loop. You can't get rid of them. You can't escape them. All you can do is let them fester and grow until your already bad masturbation habit gets even worse and your fetish grows into a debilitating obsession. Thank you for joining me for this erotic hypnosis session. I hope you'll remain my very good, very as obsessed boy.